right, Mark, thank you. What a great night and a great finish for the Nets. Good to have you with us on the Nissan postgame. Bob Lorenz with you again. As Marv said, the final score, 116-115. What a rush for the Nets as they win it 116-115. Here are your final stats. This is the Nets, by the way, their highest scoring regulation game of the season. The 116 points as they shot 53.5% from the field. Dead sharp with the three-pointers, 10 of 19. And stepping the line quite frequently as well. You saw, remember last or two nights ago and tonight, Vince Carter getting to the line and converting most of his free throws. So again, a big night for the Nets, and what a big win and a big finish for Vince Carter. Let's go courtside now in Salt Lake City and join Marv Albert and Jim Sponarkle. And guys, you know, let's talk about that last shot by Vince Carter, because it's so interesting. There are times in the game, and you can understand it once a guy's played 30 or more minutes, that when he elevates on those shots, you can see he's a little tired. But that one, Marv, that he shot looked like he had a little adrenaline kick to it as he nailed that game winner.
In fact, Bob, Jim was saying, and it's strange to look at it like this because you don't want your star player to sit down after right. 1 minute with two fouls. But you were pointing out that he had fresh legs throughout the night.
Yeah, well, if you recall, he had the two fouls with 1 minute and 3 seconds gone in the game. He sits out for a long period of time. And in the higher altitude, which it does take effect on players, boy, he looked pretty fresh on that shot just then.
Not to say that even with fresh legs, you can miss that shot.
You can do that also.
I mean, that was right on target. But how about 4 1-point games on the 5-game road trip? And before this trip got underway, if you would have told Lawrence Frank, you'll go 2-3, I think he'd say, okay, if he could make a deal with the basketball gods. But it's the way they lost the first three that was really tough.
Yeah, and they're probably kicking themselves a little bit right now after the way they lost those three games, just because there were some breakdowns that we've talked about all week long with those games. But I'll tell you, it's a pretty good bounce back when you go to Denver and you come here. You know, even Denver, they caught them probably on a good night with Carmelo Anthony and Allen Iverson not playing up to par in terms of scoring. But this isn't an easy place, even though they have struggled here a little bit as of recent. But tough place to win. Noisy crowd, and they hung in there, and obviously you need a little bomb to go down once in a while for you.
And Jim, I'm told by authoritative Nets sources that this is the first buzzer game winner for the Nets in about 9 or 10 years. In fact, one of those sources, our producer Frank DeGray, said in his 8-9 years as a producer of the telecast, he can't recall a buzzer beater. You've been around the club
for a long time. I've been
around.
I can't recall off the top of my head, but Frank is the source, so we'll just have to go.
You're giving him credit.
We'll give him credit.
Not even checking it out. I know he's in the books. He's on the phone with the Elias Sports Bureau. He's checking things out. But taking a look back at the game and what made it so compelling, the fact that both clubs shot so well, the Nets at 54%, Jazz at 51, mm-hmm. and the Nets able to win this game, although they were destroyed off the boards, 44-21. The difference was, I thought, in the ball handling. The Nets turned it over only 11 times, had 9 turnovers right. in Denver. These are very low numbers. However, Utah, 21 turnovers, leading to 20 net points.
And those turnovers are even more impressive when you consider the final scores. Going over 100 points, you think, with that up-and-down type of tempo. In the fourth quarter, this kind of game picked up steam through the second quarter, then to the third, and then into the fourth. But you're absolutely right, Marv. With the lack of turnovers and opportunity, that's how you're going to win on the road, and especially getting back to Vince. Yeah, he had a great shot at the end of this game, but he also got to the free throw line again, which helps this team out to win.
Once again, Vince Carter looking to go to the rim as he did right. against the Nuggets on Saturday night. In the first half, with Carter sidelined most of the way because of the foul trouble, it was Jason Kidd who sparked the offense. Kidd, 7 of 14, 22 points, hit 3 from downtown.
Yeah, and once again, I think it's Kidd just understanding what he's supposed to do and trying to do, and especially with Carter with the foul situation. No Richard Jefferson, no Nockbar tonight, so they obviously had situations and players not on the floor, so he had to step it up offensively.
And Jerry Sloan, the head coach of the Jazz, sat out because of the flu. We're told that he was back in the locker room. Can you imagine if he felt badly before the game and during the game, what he felt like when that shot by Carter went through?
I can only imagine. But we made it through.
Yeah, we did. We did. Although, I know you enjoyed the spacious quarters here in Utah. This is bothering you a bit? A little narrow here?
I don't think they consulted with the broadcast team when they built this place.
All right, the Nets back home for the Detroit Pistons on Wednesday night. And, Bob, it will be a very happy charter flight. back to the East.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, by the way, not only what's behind you, but what's in front of you there? Did Spinarco go through a dozen powdered sugar donuts or something on the desk?
Oh, you, can you see this?
Yes.
That's the rosin for the players.
My goodness.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, that may be, too.
I like the powdered donuts.
Nice. It's a nice feel to it, Jim.
You know yeah, who
we kind of get ready for the broadcast leading
in.
It's
a long trip.
Yeah. All right. You know who I blame for that?
Very observant.
For not being clean? Frank DeGrace. I think that's his fault that he didn't clean that up. All right, guys. Right. Have a safe trip back.
All right,
we'll
Bob,
see
you. Thank you. Bob.
Happy to have you back on the Nissan postgame. I can't wait to find out what Lawrence Frank has to say about this win as his team really turned things around. They stuck with their game plan despite losing the first three games of this road trip by just 1 point apiece. They've won these last two. Now this one, winning it by one. Here's the coach.
Coach, is that the play that you drew up for Vince?
Yeah, two up is now the new three-point play. You know, but I think that was a great team effort. You know, we were fighting uphill all night. We had a heck of a time trying to keep those guys off the boards. I think, you know, when you look at and analyze the game a little bit, Jason Kidd in that first half was huge with Vince only able to play 11 minutes. Our bench was great. You know, Eddie House, Marcus Williams, those guys. I mean, you think about bridging that third and fourth quarter, able to get Vince and Antoine and Jason rest. And then Vince brought the game back home. And, you know, I mean, we struggled like heck to try to get stops. I mean, this isn't really the way we normally win. But sometimes you just find a way. And, you know, we just like we were a little bit unlucky. You know, we got a little bit lucky, and, you know, we get the quick two, miss free throw, and then Vince steps up. And it takes a lot of courage to take that shot. And Mikey set a great screen. So it was it's really a good way to end the trip.
Are you guys or the teams around the league aware of how many times the Jazz have been on that same shot?
Well, it's only fitting because we're just like them, except we do ours in a row. We had three in a row. I know this is their fourth. I've seen all four.
Yeah.
And, you know, Eddie Jones, the most recent one in Memphis. So I guess it's just karma. The big fella upstairs says, you know, one of you guys got to lose on a last-second shot, and fortunately for us, it wasn't us tonight.
If you could back up, not that you did everything wrong, but did you really expect to even begin the game at halftime the way that was going?
Well, you're right, Dave. I mean, you know, you think about it is, you know, Vince only, you know, 11 minutes. No bulky, so rotation a little bit different. But I think Jason, I don't want to say silly handling, but, you know, he took charge of that game. He got into the paint. He was very, very good pick and rolls. You know, even though we couldn't put together stops, you know, Eddie gave us, you know, a lift also offensively. But Jason just kind of, his will got us. So, you know, you're looking at it, and even though you're disappointed, you know, it's a three-point game, and, you know, you got your primary scorer on the bench for the majority of that time. So we just felt if we could raise it defensively. We never really got it done defensively, but, you know, between the second unit and that small unit, they were able to continue to score, and we just were able to outlast them. So, you know, like I said, it's not normally our recipe, but we found a way tonight.
You didn't even mention rebounds, but you get that.
What was it, 44-21?
You don't even want to mention it. What have we seen in Vince in the last three games that we haven't seen?
Well, I think, you know, Vince done in spurts, but I think Vince is such an unselfish guy that he's always looking to, you know, contribute. So when we have all those weapons, you know, he wants to get everyone involved. We're a little bit different now, and so his attack, he's been very, very aggressive. He's got a great feel for the game. And then plus, going smaller is able to help him in the sense Millsap's guarding now. It's a little bit different matchup, and you have some more shooters on the floor, which now there's less help. So now when he does get by his first defender, that secondary defender has the choice to make. Are you going to leave a guy, you know, a perimeter shooter open, or are you going to collapse on the lane? And because Vince is so unselfish, it's tough to commit all that help. But his intent has been superb. I mean, we're talking really, you know, the second half against the Clippers in the last two games, he's had a very, very aggressive attack mode mentality. And yet, it's not just him. Everyone is doing their part and finding a way because, you know, we can't win this game without contributions from the bench.
One can't help but wonder what winning these last two on this West Coast swing might do for the Nets. We take you back to November when they went 0-4 and came back from that road trip to the West and kind of demoralized. In fact, in their next six games, they only won twice. But now the Nets are buoyed by two strong wins against two tough teams, the Denver Nuggets and the Northwest Division leading Utah Jazz. So we'll see how that momentum might change things as they come home and get ready for a Wednesday tilt against the Pistons. Now, if we want to get you some more NBA news, but first, some baseball news on the Yankees and their efforts to expand their brand in China. A contingent of team executives, including team president Randy Levine, general manager Brian Cashman, and assistant GM Gene Afterman, are there right now as part of a seven-day trip to Asia in which the Yankees will be providing guidance to develop the game of baseball in the People's Republic. And Yankees team president Randy Levine spoke at a press conference a few hours ago about this exciting new venture.
We'll begin to integrate Mr. Chairman, Madam Secretary, Mr. Secretary, distinguished guests, and members of the press. We are so honored and so privileged to be here today on behalf of our managing general partner and principal owner, George Steinbrenner. We are so delighted to be here, and we want to express all of our gratitude on the great hospitality and the wonderful courtesies that everybody here has extended us.
And as Randy Levine pointed out, the Yankees want to grow that relationship and their presence in China in the coming years. All right, we want to get back to the NBA now. The Nets, of course, coming away with a win. So, obviously, Vince Carter, one of the big stories in this game, not only hits the game winner, but scores 29 of his 33 points in the Nets' win over the Utah Jazz. Jason Kidd comes up with a double, 22 and 10 assists. And Mikey Moore also coming up with a nice night, 9 points, 5 rebounds, even though we should mention the Nets were out-rebounded in a big way by the Jazz, 44 to 21. But Moore obviously feeling good about the way this road trip wrapped up. Here he was a few moments ago.
Given the way this road trip has gone, how poetic was that win?
Poetic justice. Man, we deserve it. I mean, we deserve 2 more of them, you know, like that. But, you know, our team, we came out there and we fought hard. You know, I missed a free throw towards the end. We missed a couple of jump shots at the end, but we just stayed with it, you know. And that's the characters that we have on the squad. Everybody's hungry. Everybody wants it. And for Vince to hit a 37-footer, it's a perfect ending.
Now, when you saw him from where he shot it and the ball goes up, what are you thinking? What's going through your mind?
Well, going through my mind is if it comes off, I'm trying to get to the basket so I can tip it in. But by the time I turned around and was going, it was going through the net. I was like, wow. But he does this before every game. If everybody's watching before our games, he takes like 5 or 6 shots from half court and hits at least 3 of them. So it's not shocking to me. I'm used to seeing him hit it.
All right, well, I mentioned the 22 points, 10 assists that Jason Kidd had tonight. 20 of those points came in the first half as the Nets at one point were down by 13 to the Jazz. But again, they rallied. He hit a key shot just before the first half buzzer, a 3-pointer, to get that halftime score back within 3. And then, of course, as Lawrence Frank mentioned, Jason really was the engine that drove everything in the second half. Here was Jay Kidd.
Well, it's the end of the road trip for us. We've seen it all, you know, on this road trip from being a victim of losing at the buzzer, you know, 3 games in a row. But that just shows the character and the pride that these guys have on this team that, you know, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep playing. There's a lot of basketball to be played. There's a lot of opportunity for guys who have been hurt and for other guys to step in, and, you know, guys are taking advantage of that. Well, you know, the big thing is that we're not going to quit. We're going to go out there. We're prepared by, you know, Coach Frank, and we're going to play hard. And, you know, the big thing is our defense. When we play defense, it gives us a chance to win. And, you know, tonight Vince sat for most of the first half, which maybe helped us so he had the strength to make that shot at the end. But, you know, the games have been funny in the sense of we've lost, you know, 3 games in a row at the buzzer. And now, you know, our last game on the road against a very talented team in Utah that we win. Well, you just wonder if we could, you know, win a close game. You know, if we had the opportunity to have the last shot or if we can get a defensive stop. And, you know, tonight I think it gives the guys a lot of confidence, you know, going back home. Now we got to get ready for Detroit.
First quarter when Vince had those 2 quick fouls, did you feel a bigger sense of urgency to kind of take things in your own hands?
Yeah, it kind of scared me, you know, because it put, you know, just a little pressure on me offensively. And right now that I'm, you know, looking to score a little bit more, I just felt that I had to hopefully keep the game close until we can get him back.
All right, and you heard Jason mention it. Up next for the Nets, it's back home for a Wednesday night showdown with the Detroit Pistons at the Meadowlands. The game's at 7:30 with our pregame coverage on YES tipping off at 7 o'clock. Now for Marv Albert, Jim Sparkle, Michelle Beadle, and the rest of our YES Network team, I'm Bob Lorenz. Enjoy your morning, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Have a great day.